Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating the season with Sweet Baby Blues, featuring organic blueberries harvested by hand in the Yakima Valley, June 29th through July 12th, with 10 neighborhood locations and a new store in Bothell opening soon. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Okay, Nat, so today I want to talk about two things, one that I'm really excited about and one that has really got me honked off.
Stein, something has you honked off? No way.
It's hard to believe, I know, but we'll get to that in a little while. The thing that I'm excited about is this new roast pork recipe that I made. It's slow roasted in banana leaves, which are not hard to find. You can get them frozen at Asian markets. They're inexpensive. It's a Mayan roast pork. They originally used an entire pig, insides and all, but I just used a pork butt, and it's called cochinita pibil. I found this recipe, and I thought, oh boy, what fun. I want to try this because it's got this marinade that's made with annatto seeds and cinnamon and allspice and charred garlic, and that was really fun. You put the individual cloves on a flat skewer and then char them over the flame and on your stove and then rub off all the burnt skin and stuff. You saute that stuff in oil and then run it through a blender with orange juice, lime juice, and some vinegar. And it's this beautiful, deep, rich red color from the annatto seeds. It's not hot, but it's very savory. Rub it on the meat, and you wrap it up in banana leaves, and then put it in some kind of a smoker, either homemade, a rig, or a real one, okay? And then it gets slow roasted for hours and hours and hours. Open it up, have it with tortillas, pickled red onions, and this blistering hot habanero salsa. And it was really great. It came out fabulous. So that's the part that I'm excited about. The part that's got me honked off is I don't have a large charcoal grill. I just have like a little mini Weber, and it wasn't big enough to fit in that banana leaf wrapped pork and some coals over on one side for coal smoking. So I thought I would use my gas grill, and I am becoming more and more disillusioned with that thing because it is just so wimpy. So I put some wood chips, you know, one of those foil trays, disposable foil trays. Right. Over on one side, turn the heat way up all the way, let it preheat and everything, and then I put my banana leaf wrapped pork over on the cold side. So like a half an hour later, some of the chips are mildly charred and there's no smoke coming out. So I said, forget about it. And I put it in the oven 4 or 5 hours, about 250, and it came out great. But the thing is, do you use a gas grill? I'm giving up on that thing.
Hey, Stein, look, you just need to go buy yourself a human-size Weber grill or something like that. We have one. We've been using it for years. We also have a gas grill, and it's pretty good for just quick duty. On the other hand, nothing beats a charcoal grill, I think.
Oh, you're right, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm right, aren't I?
I'm with you, Nancy. I think I'm just going to have to get the large Weber for stuff like that and keep using the small one. For most of the grilling that I would do would be kebabs and stuff like that where I don't really need to burn that much charcoal. Which brings me to another question. Are you using briquettes or are you getting lump charcoal?
Well, we do use briquettes most of the time. We do have other types. What do you call those things?
The stuff that looks like charred branches and old construction planks and stuff.
That's the one.
I couldn't get that stuff to burn in my chimney, and it's all different sizes and stuff. It's a big pain. I don't care what they got in those briquettes. It hasn't killed me yet.
But we'd never use charcoal lighter. I think if there's one thing you want to invest in, it's one of those little chimneys. Then the question remains, when newspapers are no longer available to us, what are people going to use to start their charcoal grill?
Use those pages of your diary that you don't want anyone to ever read.
I love that idea. And I know I could use to pull a few of those out, right?
I hope you have, or you've wasted your life. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
The grill of your dreams.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Ain't just blowing smoke.
Stein.